So yesterday was awesome. I got up early and listened to a lot of y'all's show, Bob. It was so much fun. I caught probably 3 of the 4 hours of Davey, you, and Gordo, and Mino, and Monty in the gang, and then we were on from 2 to 6, and it was great.
Yeah, really fun day.
It was great theater. It always is. Everybody's always kind of nervous, hoping that whatever they do works, and but I thought everybody did a bang-up job, and it got started early because DJ had the idea of, and I don't know if you, how much you went over this yesterday morning, DJ, but you found some sort of AI deal that recreated all of our voices, and it was the weirdest, creepiest thing ever.
Yeah, and it was kind of a photo finish, too, because whenever you're writing stuff like that and you hear fake George saying funny stuff, then it's like, what would it sound like if he said this or this scenario?
Right.
Or so the scripts got changed many times. There were several other people that I was planning on going with, but the George one was so funny. The George voice was so good that I felt like we needed to just pepper that one as much as possible.
It definitely sounded like him. Some of them sound a little off. George sounded like George.
So I've not heard the George and Gordo one.
Yeah, this was the last one of the day. Okay. I saved it for then because I thought, well, Gordo will be in for the mix, so we'll hear it.
Yeah.
And as it's playing, Gordo's over there playing the guitar in the corner without his headphones on. So
perfect.
So he might have heard a little bit, but this was AI, Gordo, and George.
It's George Dunham of the Morning Muser, and I brought along a friend for this ticker.
Hey, sports fans. Gordon Keith of The Ticket. Hello, George.
Hey, great Gordo. Did you bring the good stuff? How's the purity?
98% pure, my precious calcium cannon compadre.
Perfect, because the big man doesn't settle for that spoiled low-grade A-cup milk. This may sound a little weird, but can we try something?
Lay it on me, Jub-Jub.
Will you pour your breast milk directly into my mouth?
I've never tried that before.
It's okay. We can take it slow.
When I pour the milk into your mouth, I feel so effing powerful and so effing horny.
Wait, are these McGruffinies on? Oh,
McGruffinies.
Texas A&M is set to hire Kansas State offensive coordinator Colin Klein for the same role under new coach Mike Elko. That's your ticket ticker on Sports Radio 96. 7 and 1310, The Ticket.
So evil. It's so evil that we've come to this point in society.
Uh-oh, are these...
So did we...
Macafronies?
That might have been a typo on my part.
Did we spell it wrong, or do they not know how to say microphones?
I'm going to guess that was a human error, not an AI error.
That's awesome.
Because there's a lot of words that I heard yesterday that weren't quite right.
Microphonies.
Yeah.
Turn on your microphony.
So, Lando, you wrote mine?
I did.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well,
yeah,
done.
In yours, he says national championship game.
Yeah, yes.
And I
yeah.
couldn't get him to say MFers correctly.
Like Johnny Oates.
Yeah, these AI things are, they can be testy at times. Okay, play mine.
Well, 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 AI generated Corby the Snake Davidson with you for this ticket ticker. Here today on this Wednesday, here today on this white elephant day, here today from the depths of computer generated hell. Well, the Sooners didn't make the college football playoff. That's the worst thing to happen to the program since the 2005 national championship game. Listen up, idiots. Need to tell you about this dream I had last night. So Jason Ispel, Dave Grohl, Jack Black, and I are riding a four-person bicycle with our shirts off, whistling at chicks by the pickleball court at my country club. Suddenly, Eddie Vedder appeared to us, descending from the heavens like the early 90s metrosexual sex god that he is. Oh, yeah, I shouted as the guy who gave me a chubby when he pointed me out at his concert began pouring chocolate sauce and whipped cream all over us. That's when I heard, off in the distance, Gary, that's disgusting. That is the ticket ticker. I am computer-generated Corby Davidson coming to you from one of my many mansions.
Oh,
that's right.
Man.
I've got one for each day
it's
of
so
the week
weird.
MFR.
It's just,
sometimes
it's just
at night, I throw truffles at homeless people. Just
many.
Call me Corby the Truffler Davidson. Peace out, bitches.
Oh, yeah. It's not right.
Even the content was so lifelike there.
Well, it inspired a memo from management today.
Yeah, we are not to mess with this anymore.
Yes, that it was a one-time white elephant thing.
Yeah, we are to move on. to look back only, to not look forward at it.
Doggone.
Yeah.
I thought we just finally cracked open a new level of ticket programming, and now we're told just for yesterday.
Yeah.
It's only until Cumulus can figure out how to make all of us obsolete and replace us with AI versions of ourselves.
It's coming, Dave. It's coming soon.
You want to do the Lando song?
I was going to say we could do the van ticker here.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
Boy, the highlight of my every year for how many years in a row has been young Van taken to the ticket ticker.
Yeah. Have you heard this yet, Dave? Especially,
I have not.
Especially when he starts laughing.
Yeah. So this is 4 or 5. We can't remember exactly how many years. Maybe 5. That, I'll write a long piece and just hand it to him and say, you can't look at it beforehand.
Yeah.
Go.
That's a magic ingredient for White Elephant Day, is making people read difficult things cold, as we did with Killer and his Christmas story.
Right.
And
right.
Tickers.
So, yeah, and tickers. And so, Van now in eighth grade, this was his ticker.
Hello, everyone. My name is Van Davidson. I'm currently in eighth grade, and this is my ticket ticker for the year 2023. 2023 has been a great year for everyone here in the Metroplex. Hey, how about those Rangers? Last time the Rangers were any good, I was 2 years old. Or as my dad says, right in the wheelhouse for dating Michael Jackson. Also, the University of Texas finally won a conference title. For the first time since I've been born. Amazing. It's taken 14 years. But it could be worse. Last time Texas A&M won a conference title, my dad was still making $5 an hour running the board and had a horrible STD. So advantage, Texas. Dad's been really helpful this year, though. Teenage years can be very awkward for a young lad like myself. He has helped me through so much. Like the other day, when we were driving, and I saw a woman walking down the street, I said, Dad, it sure looks like she's having a bad day. My dad said, Son, that's because she's a lady of the evening. And sometimes, ladies of the evening can have bad days. I wasn't sure what a lady of the evening was, and Dad explained to me that meant she was a trick. A prostitute, a floozy, a call girl, a streetwalker, a hoe, chlamydia in a can, a harlot, a nympho, a pro, a lollipop girl, a hooker, a lot lizard, a trollop, a poon in the room, a nighttime accountant, an escort, a punter, a quote, me love you a long time. A quote, hold on tight so you don't fall in. And a strumpet. Anyway, thanks, Dad. Now I know better. Sports have been pretty good this year. I'm still tennis at a high level, and golf is starting to take up more of my time. Dad loves golf, and he loves spending that quality time with his youngest son. Dad believes in the Tiger Woods methods of training and encourages me to have that type of drive and determination. He says, son, do exactly what Tiger does and you'll be a great golfer. So quite often, Dad will have me take a few Ambien and have me drink 3 bottles of wine, and then I'll get behind the wheel of our SUV. Dad will dress up like a crazy blonde woman and take a 7-iron and beat the living shit out of me out of me in the car while I'm sitting in the driver's seat. It's up to me to remain calm and try to avoid the 7-iron and back the car out without hitting the fire hydrant. And at the same time, text all my girlfriends to clear their phones. It's a real test of concentration. Dad's the best. Dad says gambling is about to be legalized in Texas. And so he said, it's about time I learned how to parlay some games and make some serious cheddar. He had me take the money I was going to give to the church and said... and said too, let's let it all ride on one major sporting event. So Dad took me to a cockfight. When we got there, he let me choose the bird I wanted to bet on. It was either going to be Mother Clucker or Chick Jagger. I knew Dad loved the Stones, so we let it ride on Chick. And we won. Some guy named Jose gave me $50 after the match. And now I'm hooked. I even have my own bird now. I named Cluck Norris. Cockfighting is so cool. Thanks, Dad. This has been Van Davidson with my annual ticket ticker. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all.
Yeah.
Future pro.
I love it.
A Nepo baby.
That's so great. What guesses even, anybody could have?
It's not even close.
No.
Makiki.
Somebody said that she mean Kiki Vandeweghe, and I'm like, she's never
no
heard
way.
Of Kiki
Vandeweghe.
That was
Vandeweghe. A guy that never played for the Mavericks.
No. Well, anyway,
what,
there
what
you go.
What number did Makiki wear?
Like 7,428 or something.
You're right. He just had an exclamation point.
So shout out to my huge Mavs fan wife. So.
Oh, is it God. Not? It's almost impossible that he could be that knowledgeable and she could be
yeah.
that unknowledgeable.
Well, I mean,
it's like when Dave tells stories about watching games with his wife that's five times more into it than he is. I can't even wrap my head around that idea.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when they say when you're a married couple that you have to compliment one another and balance each other out. So he has all the sports and she has none.
Yeah.
I sucked all the sports out of the room.
Right, and then your kids are somewhere in the middle.
Yes, barely.
So this is a couple of months ago. We were on a flight. It may have been to L.A. I can't remember, but I heard Poncho and Lefty. And for some reason in my head, I turned that into Lando and Baldy.
I love it.
And so I started fishing around and writing lyrics for Lando and Baldy because Kevin Landrum and Ryan Baldwin are our new ticker guys. And so, yeah, yesterday I had it all finished and I had our old ticket legends
dude
join in.
When I heard the premise of the song, I was really excited, had my lighter out. Then when I heard Mark and Rich jump in,
yeah,
it was just perfect. It was everything you could dream.
Yeah, Mark, Rich, and Ty all joined in.
Yes, Ty.
Yeah, what? For the chorus.
Well, whoever that guy was. Was he on our show?
Ty? Yeah, he was for a little bit, huh. Like 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Interesting.
Anyway, him. Here is Lando and Baldy.
Well, Lando was a mystery. Reddish hair, a bit portly. He tucked his shirt in every day. We wondered if that boy was gay. But Lando's stock began to grow, doing lame-ass weekend shows. He wanted to be on the team, but Cat kept saying no.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Followell.
The Ticket Ticker legend say, who is this guy anyway?
He eats granola every day while doing tickers for our shows.
All day climbed the ladder fast, jumped on board and learned his craft. He had skill no one could ignore, fending off old Dedimore. EA thought it was his to lose, but he accidentally took a snooze. He had a giant neck that snored. Baldy couldn't lose.
Ty Walker or Rich Phillips?
The Ticket Ticker legends say, who's this guy anyway?
Fernando quit the show that day.
And old Baldy shed a tear. Now Baldy's working early morns while Lando sleeps and surfs gay porn. No one can tell the two apart, with reddish heads and not too smart. They both are on the ticket team, living out their ticket dreams. Now they hold the broadcast power for 2 whole minutes every hour.
The ticket ticker legends say,
"Hey, Rich,
who is this guy anyway?"
We hope that both of them will stay, or then we're down to EA.
Awesome.
Oh, so good.
You know you've arrived when you get kicked in the nuts by Corby.
Yes, it was great.
So good.
Orlando wrote the AI ticker for me, and so I wrote the song for him.
It was, there you go.
Nice trade-off. We got to hear Don Marconioni.
Do we have time?
Do we not?
I don't know.
How long is it?
I'll give you one of the minutes of my 2 per hour if you want.
It's pretty long. It's 8 minutes.
Yeah, DJ, let's save it for tomorrow because we need to burn segments tomorrow.
That's a good idea. Can we play Bob and Sally?
Yeah, I've not heard.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Set it up, Bob.
Okay. Well, we had the wife's quiz, which was first done on Bad Radio many years ago, and we all found out that Twiggy follows sports and no other ticket wives seem to very well. Yeah. We have a new contender. We have a new contender. But yesterday, Matt McLaren's fiance, Molly, did you know he's getting married on draft day?
What?
Yeah.
Is that intentional to get out of it?
I would think so.
No way. You don't know that when you plan something a year out.
That's plausible deniability right there.
True.
Well done, McLaren. We're very impressed. But anyway, yes, and my lovely bride, Sally, who's already taken this quiz, so should have an unbelievably unfair advantage. And I believe we're only playing a portion of this. Are we just playing the maps part, Mr. Deej?
I'm sorry, Donovan just walked in the room. What'd you say?
Are we just playing the
Yeah, maps just part? Bob's here. Just Bob, yeah. Or just Sally's here.
Okay, so I asked her to name any Maverick.
Oh, no, okay.
Name your favorite or any Dallas Mavericks, current Dallas Mavericks.
Current?
Yes. Currently on the team.
Makiki Mutombo. That really tall guy.
Makiki Mutombo?
He took Dirk's place.
He took Dirk's place?
Makiki Mutombo.
That's the greatest answer I have ever heard in my life.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I didn't even know what to do with that.
Makiki?
I've never heard the name Makiki. Okay, right, let's keep rolling.
Makiki Mutombo? That really tall guy?
Makiki Mutombo?
He took Dirk's place.
A tall guy that took Dirk's place.
Oh, wait, no, that's not his name. Hang on a minute.
What kind of name is Makiki?
I don't know. You know who I'm thinking of. I guess I don't know.
You know.
I don't know any of them.
And Mutombo?
Yes.
On the Mavericks?
Yes.
Okay, I don't think there's a Mutombo or a Makiki on the Mavericks.
Okay. I failed. Next question.
No Maverick? Not even the super famous one?
That's who I'm thinking of. The tall one.
He's like 6'8".
Yes.
That's not very tall for a basketball player, right?
No, hon, that's really tall, but I don't know his name. Can you give me his initials?
LD.
Luca? Devonkick.
Devonkick?
Devonchich?
You're getting warmer.
Babe, I don't know. This is awful. Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, Makiki Mutombo and Luka Doncic.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well.
So there you go.
That is the best thing ever.
It just made me want to see when Sally pictures a Mavericks game,
like she attends them.
Like, she's talking to her friends
in the crowd.
Yeah.
And they're playing with a ball of cotton candy.
Right.
Seriously. Like,
she's got her Mutombo jersey
at all times.
Her Mutombo jersey's on.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what is? Did she ever figure out who Makiki Mutombo might have been?
Makiki Mutombo.
Kristaps Porzingis.
Okay. That's as good a guess as anybody could have.
It's not even close.
No.
Makiki.
Somebody said that she mean Kiki Vandeweghe, and I'm like, she's never heard of Kiki
Vandeweghe.
That was
a guy that never played for the Mavericks.
No. Well, anyway, there you go.
What number did Makiki wear?
Like 7,428 or something.
You're right. He just had an exclamation point.
So shout out to my huge Mavs fan wife.
Is it not? It's almost impossible that he could be that knowledgeable and she could be that unknowledgeable.
Well, I mean,
it's like when Dave tells stories about watching games with his wife that's five times more into it than he is. I can't even wrap my head around that idea. Yeah.
Well, you know, when they say when you're a married couple that you have to compliment one another and balance each other out. So he has all the sports and she has none.
Yeah.
I sucked all the sports out of the room.
Right. And then your kids are somewhere in the middle.
Yes, barely.